Hello and welcome to the Life Enchanted podcast. We're on a mission to optimize our lives through faith, health, wisdom, and much more. Thank you for joining us on our journey. Here now is our host, Nick Carlisle.
What is good, my beautiful friends? My name is Nick Carlisle. I'm a faith-based life coach and educator, and welcome to my podcast. My goal here is to help you become all that you were created to be. A life of authenticity and love and purpose and vitality and joy. A life enchanted. Before we dive in today, please consider leaving a rating and review of this podcast on whatever platform you're using. This helps me grow the show as well as reach new people. Also, hit me up on Instagram at nick.carlisle. I am very active on there and would love to connect with you personally. Now, with all that said, let's get into today's episode. Alrighty, we are back. I missed you guys. I know it's been a minute since I've been on here. Apologies if you feel like I've been leaving you hanging. I kind of have, so you're justified there, but it's been for good reason, which I'll get into in a second. But I personally am excited to be back because I love teaching. That's why I got my master's degree in education, because it is one of the highest forms of flow that I have found for myself. And it's also in my DNA. My grandmother was a teacher. My grandfather was a teacher. He was teacher of the year in Bakersfield in like the 60s or 70s. My mom was a children's pastor for her entire career. So I feel like I am genetically programmed to teach and to share. And I just find a ton of value in doing this because these ideas, these things that I share, it's mostly for myself. One of the truths within education and learning is that after acquiring information, learning new information, acquiring new knowledge, the best way to really let it absorb and to actually transform you and become experiential for you is to reteach it. And I think that that's one of the primary motives behind this, is forcing myself to regurgitate things, reteach things to you guys, because it can help you. And hopefully you can teach other people, your friends or your family members or your kids. But it also helps me because, again, I'm forced to rearticulate things and spit them back out because I do a lot of ingesting of knowledge and information. But again, that's only half of the equation. So coming on here helps me really solidify the rest of that equation and bring it into my experience and actually change my nervous system, change the way that I'm showing up and being. So again, I'm stoked to be back here with you guys, and I will be more consistent on here from now on. The reason that the podcast has been on a hiatus was because about 18 months ago, I had a coaching call with someone from Rory Vaden's crew. If you don't know Rory Vaden, you should check him out. He's amazing. And this call with one of his coaches was super powerful for me. And at the time, I really needed it, which I wasn't aware of. But I just felt the Spirit lead me into that connection. We made the connection. We hopped on a call. And I was indeed feeling a little bit lost, a little bit misaligned, a little bit scattered during that chapter of my life, and it definitely was affecting my energy and my mood and my relationships, and I wanted out of it for obvious reasons. It was uncomfortable, but I couldn't really see what I couldn't see, and I needed someone to offer me a fresh perspective on what they saw, right? Because it was fairly outside of my awareness. And it's hard to manage things that we are unaware of, right? So in this call with this woman, after she was asking me a bunch of questions and listening to my responses, she held space for me and she heard me and she held me and understood me. And I felt that way, which made me feel good. And she reflected back to me. She said, Nick, you're spreading yourself too thin. You're focusing on too much. The podcast, the truth packs, the clothing and the merch design, the Instagram, the YouTube, the coaching business, the professional development, the group courses, the mini course, the workbook, the book that you want to write. And on top of that, what you value most is being a present, non-stress, contributing father and husband. And all of those things are good things, but you seem to be doing a lot of them half well and nothing extremely well. No wonder why you feel scattered and why you feel all over the place. And she was right. And that momentarily, as she said that, that momentarily hurt for me to hear. It hurt my ego, maybe to be more precise. But it also landed. It also resonated. It felt real to me. And then she proceeded to help bring more clarity to what I truly needed to prioritize at the time, which was the coaching. So that's a long-winded answer of saying what I've been up to. It's coaching, 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 filling my days with as many powerful conversations as I possibly can. And it's been amazing and super rewarding, but it's also been very challenging. It's forced me to level up in ways that I really didn't see coming for myself. I used to balk at my teaching salary of $63,000 living in California and just talk about how much of a joke it was. But then once I got out of education, all of a sudden it was like, okay, Nick, go make that amount of money through having Zoom conversations with people. And that was a scary idea, and it kind of felt like Mount Everest in front of me and a huge reality check to what I decided to do and dedicate my life towards. So I had to go all in, and I had to go back to the books. I had to start learning from the greats in the coaching world. I went to seminars and conferences. I had to learn sales. I had to learn marketing. I had to learn the art of attracting and converting clients. I had to learn how to add significant value over Zoom calls. And again, it's been challenging and it's been a ride, and it still is. And although I got my business management entrepreneurship degree from San Diego State, I have undoubtedly learned way more about business in the last year and a half than I did in my entire cumulative education. And I'm sure a lot of you business owners out there could probably say the same. But it also helped me experientially understand a truth about the human condition that prior to all of this was kind of just an intellectual idea in my mind. I like to make the distinction with clients between intellectual knowing and experiential knowing. We can have all of these ideas in our brain and get this information, but until it moves into the body, until it moves into the nervous system, until we actually experience the information, it remains as just head knowledge and we are left somewhat unchanged. And what it helped me, what this process, what this chapter of life, what the last year and a half has really helped me see, which is what I want to offer to you guys in this episode, is the truth of the happiness formula, which I'll give you in a second. But I've heard various spiritual teachers talk about this idea, and I even heard Tony Robbins talk about it quite in depth when my wife and I went and saw him in Florida. But again, only until recently in this last year and a half has it moved from my head into my body and into my nervous system. So what is this happiness equation that I'm talking about? Here it is. Happiness equals progress, or happiness equals growth, or happiness equals evolution of self. Those are all saying the same things. And this has been so profound to me because us Westerners, we were indoctrinated into this idea that happiness comes from stuff. Happiness comes from materialism. Happiness is being on a beach with your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend or partner or whatever, even by yourself with a piña colada, tanning, reading a book, watching the waves, doing nothing. But that idea is completely false, my friends. That is not happiness. What I keep seeing in my coaching practice and just in life in general is that the most miserable people on earth are the people who are remaining unchanged, the people who are stagnant and complacent, the people who are the exact same as they were 5 years ago, the same body, the same experiences at work, the same feelings, the same quality of relationships, the same attitude, the same thoughts, the same knowledge, the same beliefs, the same routines. People who live like this and have stayed like this from my perspective, and no judgment on them. I think it's just calling this out, but they tend to be the most irritable and moody and dogmatic and depressed and not full of life and not full of energy people on the planet, because at the end of the day, they are not growing. They're not evolving. And if you look at anything in the natural material world, whether it's a flower or a redwood tree or a river or a snake or a wolf, it is constantly changing and evolving and growing towards maturity. There's constant change taking place. A flower never remains stagnant and constant. It starts as a tiny little seed and fights through the soil and the weeds and then starts to bloom and become this baby little plant that only has a few leaves, right? You know the process, but all of the natural world is constantly changing and evolving. And that same dynamic is true for us. That's our natural default setting, to change and evolve. We are spiritual beings having a biological experience. And if we blunt the phenomena of change, then we're going to feel misaligned and out of touch with who we are. It's just a fact of being a human. But here is the paradox. It's that change requires some sort of suffering, some sort of pain, some sort of hurt, some sort of struggle, which we scratch and claw and fight not to experience in our life. So therein lies the rub. We don't want to struggle, but we desperately want to be happy, but being happy requires growth, and growth requires struggle. See that? I recently heard that a caterpillar, when it's in the chrysalis, becomes liquid. It has these enzymes in its body that force its body to break down into a liquid form. It gets reduced down to pretty much nothing in order that it can fly, which is really interesting. And I think is a beautiful analogy towards what we need to do if we want to fly. We have to at some point surrender. We have to at some point break ourselves down and become extremely vulnerable so that we can become different. It's the same thing for muscles in our body. If we want to build our muscles up, we have to first break them down over and over and over again. This is the natural pattern of change for us. It's enduring some type of struggle so that we can be different, because the struggle causes change. It causes more resilience. It causes our body to change, our mind to change. It gives us new experiences of being a different type of being. It makes me think of this line from Nicholas Nassim Taleb where he says, "It is the difficulty that wakes up the genius." It is the difficulty that wakes up the genius. So here's what I want to offer you. If you want more happiness in your life, which I think we all do, you have to start growing. And if you want to start growing, you have to commit yourself to doing things that make you feel uncomfortable and out of control, which again, the flesh desperately tries to fight against. But therein lies the surrender, my friends, which brings you closer to your Creator, closer to God. When you relinquish that control, when you step into surrender and start to do things that are relatively scary or hard, you have to rely on a power greater than yourself to pull you through. It increases your faith, it changes your brain, it changes your body, it changes your experience, and it gives you new evidence of who you are. This is the narrow path. And this is the way to a life enchanted. Until next time, my friends, peace. A special thanks to King's Kaleidoscope for the music heard throughout this episode. Also, a big shout out to Capital Floats, aka my favorite sensory deprivation and float tank facility in Northern California. I'm a frequent user there, and the experience is always transformative, to say the least. If you're interested in floating and live in Northern Cal, make sure you use promo code LIFEENCHANTED with no spaces at checkout on their website. You'll save a whopping 40% off your first float, and you will not find that deal anywhere else. Also, in regards to some of the content shared in these episodes, make sure you always consult your doctor before making any sudden diet or lifestyle changes. If you're interested in connecting with me, you can find me on Instagram at nick.carlisle or send me an email, nick@mylifeenchanted.com. Enchanted.